Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Did you see Adele's latest revelation?
Nah, negative.
That she's 3 months sober after being a borderline alcoholic.
Wow.
Well, what do you call borderline? Let's discuss, Adele. We're in Wisconsin. What does borderline mean to you?
Well, she don't live in Wisconsin. That's a different definition out here. You know what I'm talking about?
I mean, no. She said she's actually finding her sobriety boring.
You don't say?
I bet. I believe that. So I didn't know Adele was such a drinker. But she said that she stopped drinking because now it feels like forever. But maybe 3.5 months ago is when she quit. She said she's so boring now.
Good for her. She just chills, goes to the studio, makes a couple million, then goes home.
Yeah, yeah. She said she was a borderline alcoholic for most of her 20s. She said, I miss it so much.
What? Wait. Please tell me this is a joke.
She said this during a show when she was watching someone drinking. She saw someone drinking. I'm sober now. But I would assume when you're working that hard, you're getting ready for a Las Vegas residency. True. Sometimes alcohol just can't be part of the whole math equation.
It makes it messy.
You're working.
Right.
It's not the time to be partying.
It ain't Vegas. It's work Vegas. This is a different kind of Vegas for Adele.
Once she got it out in her 20s, I guess.
Well, there you go. And now she's just going into her later years, very kumbaya and no drinky.
Look at her all sober and happy. What is this, Adele?
Music better stay good.
Right? Seriously. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Good morning.
Good morning. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. It's Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
October 24th. What?
Might as well layer it on top. Did you see what the weather's supposed to be like today?
It's supposed to be like in the 60s, if not higher.
No. You are sadly mistaken. It's supposed to be in the 70s, almost 80s. It's supposed to be like 78 degrees today.
I need to get this sweatshirt and pants off right now. I got leggings. I'm overdressed.
Is the pool open? What's the Princeton Club doing right now?
Hey, can you guys reopen the pool for one day?
No, I went to grab a sweater. Aaron was like, it's going to be like 77 degrees. Uh-huh. In her sleepy voice, it's going to be like 77 degrees. I went, huh? Oh, my God. I dropped it and walked out the house. I was like, all right, bye. Have a good day. I love you.
Now I feel bad. My kids have no shorts. I've only cleaned the pants because I thought it was going to be cold.
I still felt a light breeze when I walked out the house, but it was definitely a lot warmer than I was expecting.
Well, I'm glad that it's going to be nice today. I can't believe it's October 24th, but this is typical in October where you never know what you're going to get with weather.
Facts. No, that is true.
But the fact that it's October 24th means your baby's going to be here like soon.
Any day now. Realistically, we full term, y'all, so we could be popping one out in any second. Is my wife calling me? Hold on. No, I'm playing.
No, seriously, though. I feel like you were just telling me we're having a baby.
Right.
And that was in the spring.
Right. And then.
Like what?
Boom, 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 boom. All of a sudden.
What just happened?
I have no idea. I thought you'd be able to explain it to me because we don't know what's going on, but we're going crazy right now.
Well, I have some questions about you getting ready to have a baby in the next few weeks.
I got an answer for you because that's all I've been thinking about lately. So.
Yeah. And something's been going on with you and your wife. So let's talk about it next.
Okay.
A lot of people can relate to this.
Oh, yeah.
Plus, I have more questions.
Oh, I got you. It's a wide umbrella that we're going to cover.
Okay, good. Umbrella, look at that. Kiss FM. Don't forget, we have Dancing with the Stars tickets. Going to be at the Riverside. That's coming up at 7:45 this morning.
Yeah, it is.
So DZ and his wife, Aaron.
Yeah.
You're about to have a baby.
We are any day now away. Honestly, the baby could be here any minute. We are considered full term. The due date is the 17th.
Of November. You're already, 36? Once you're 36, 37 weeks, forget it.
Forget it.
The baby
real.
Can come on out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
it's cooked.
The baby is cooked. The bun is in the oven and ding, ready to go.
Yeah.
Y'all smell that? It's a newborn baby.
I smell poopy diapers.
That might be Sammy. But no, it's go time. Mm-hmm. It's go time, man. Any day now, and honestly, like, look at me. I'm over here twiddling.
You're nervous.
Yeah, I'm nervous.
Let me explain. The listeners have to understand, when you had Sammy, who turned 2 in July.
Correct.
That was not a normal delivering experience.
By any means.
It was traumatic. You guys had him way early.
2 months early. Mm-hmm. Exactly to the date of our due date. We had him 2 months to the day early. Mm-hmm. And that was insane. So we didn't know what was going on.
Sure, blood pressure shot up, right? Mm-hmm. And so you get raced in, you have a baby 2 months early, he ends up being in the NICU, and now your second child, it's a totally different experience.
Right. We're considered full term.
Yeah.
My wife feels pregnant as ever. She's probably ready to get this baby mm-hmm. out, but this is the furthest we've ever gotten in our pregnancy game.
You were robbed of that experience.
We never had the chance to do what's called, now that I've learned, nesting.
Mm-hmm.
My wife and I are nesting. So hard. Ah! Ah! Whatever that bird is, I'm that bird.
What happened? You guys are just going nuts?
We are nesting right now, and the definition to me is just feeling the restlessness of this baby coming and wanting to make sure everything is perfect. Yeah. I got the I don't even know if that's a word. What nonsense desire to just baby-proof everything, put soft corners on all this stuff, even though there's no reason to go crazy with this, because this baby's going to be in our arms for the next 6 months.
I was like, it's not even going to move around for 6 to 8, and you don't need to baby-proof anything yet.
Yet here I go wanting to cover every single little thing up. I want to go through Sammy's toys and make sure all the dangerous toys are out of the way, so just in case he's an early bloomer and starts moving at 3 months, I don't want any little choking hazards around. Like, man,
I wish there was. Should I tell you now that by the time the kid comes, that's the corners, that's, you're just going to want sleep. You're not going to care about the corners of the coffee table. You're going to be like, I need to sleep. Screw the coffee table right now. Screw the electric outlets. The kid will be fine. I am tired.
That's all the extra stuff. But, we want the bassinet ready to go upstairs, clean. We got my wife's go bag ready. We got a few baby outfits, newborn outfits to bring to the hospital. What we want to do is be as prepared as we can be, really fast, really quick. My wife's in go mode. She almost brought it out of me. I was like, okay. She started flapping her wings. And then I started flapping my wings. And I was like, is this what nesting is called? Is this nesting?
You're trying to get everything ready.
Man, we're just flapping around the house. Well, she's in go mode, and I'm letting her do her thing. Mama's in mama mode, and I can tell that.
It must be confusing when you haven't had this last month of waiting around with Sammy. So now you're confused on what to do with yourself. You're like, we're ready. No, we're not. No, we're like, we're ready any day now. Let's go.
Any day now, for real, because that's exactly it. Not having ever gotten this experience, when Sammy was coming, we didn't really get that warning. It was like, all right, it's going to be 3 weeks. We're going to keep you until the end of the pregnancy. Then that went to 3 days, and that turned to 3 hours, and all a matter of 24 hours, and bam, we had the baby.
Yeah.
So it was like, whoa, 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 and we're running, and we're running, and we're running, and we ran.
So this is just such a different experience
way
for
different,
you.
Way
I
different.
Can't wait for him to be born. Oh my gosh. Like it's my baby. I'm like, when are we having this baby already? When is it coming?
When Sammy was born, I was still painting his room.
Yeah.
Let's put it like that.
What is the baby plan when Sammy comes? Who's taking care of him?
Ooh, good question.
Do you know? Do you have this planned out?
That's part of the nesting. It's going to be somebody in the fam. Yeah. Somebody in the family is going to come up, because what we do want to do, me and my wife discussed, we don't want him to be far. Mm-hmm. So whoever's watching him, whoever's taking him, is going to come to the house.
Mm-hmm.
They got to be able to come to the house, because once we can get the green light to bring Sammy over to the hospital, we want the family together. Mm-hmm. We want him to meet his little brother.
That picture perfect moment.
Hola. Hi, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Do you want to know what Owen did when he met? Because Owen was close to Sammy's age. He was 2.
Yeah.
When he met Hudson, he looked at him. We took a picture, and then he walked around the hospital room and left. And I was like, didn't even understand.
Okay, bye.
It was like, we were like, come back. back and see your brother. He's like, nah, I'm good.
Nah, I'm gonna go.
I don't even know what the hell that thing is.
There's something shiny around the corner that looked way more interesting. I'm already knowing that's exactly what's about to be.
See that little, the two of them together. Yeah. Oh, it's the union. Be so cute.
We do keep telling Sammy, like, pointing to Aaron's stomach, being like, your brother's in there. You know, the baby's in there. You know, and he sees, and he'll say, oh, baby, and walk up to my wife's stomach and give it a little kiss and go, hi, baby. We've been practicing the name. Yeah, which I'm not going to tell y'all yet.
Come on. All right. Well, if you want to share any nesting advice with DZ, 1-414-533-1037, you're more than welcome to. Somebody texted in, their son's birthday is November 16th, in case you're wondering.
Okay. We might have some birthday twins.
Right? There you go. But we're excited for you to have this baby.
Me too.
And if you go to the full term, that'll be even more impressive.
Right? I mean, I hope so. Honestly, if we can go to the fullest term possible, I want this baby to be as big as possible.
Well, you do. Your wife might not.
True.
She's the one that's got to have the baby. Slow down with the size of the baby, okay?
Touche. What? Good. What? Because I want a 12-pound baby? Yeah, that's my fault? Out. That's my fault?
Your wife is like 5'4". How tall is she?
She's like 5'1".
She can't have a 10-pound baby? Oh, God, Aaron, no. Poor thing. Please, no.
I was a 9-pounder.
Oh, God. He says it with an evil laugh.
It's spooky season, y'all. Oh, man, no, I'm nesting hard.
Yeah, we'll talk to you next. Do I need to say that's Miley Cyrus? Isn't her voice? You just know it's Miley, don't you?
Oh, you sure can.
I feel like you just know. Yeah. Miley Cyrus used to be young. New music from her. 103.7 Kiss FM. So Allie and DZ, we're talking about, DZ's about to have a baby in less than a month, everybody.
T-minus any day now, y'all. My wife is literally basically full term.
Yeah. And so we're just waiting around, and you and the wife seem to be nesting. You're restless. You're not used to having all this going up to the due date. It didn't happen with Sammy.
I feel my heart pumping right now, dog. And I understand completely that it's not necessarily normal for a dude to nest.
Yeah.
This is not a traditional thing. And I'm nesting. Yeah. I am nesting because I couldn't figure out the sensation, and then I figured it out.
Well, there's three dudes on the phone. You know why? Because all the women aren't thinking about calling in. They're thinking about getting the baby ready. But Mike's on the phone in Hartford.
you distracted.
Sorry,
me.
I got you distracted. We got to pull up his theme song. Hello, Michael.
Good morning, babe.
Morning, babe.
Morning, babe. It's our pet name for Mike.
A piece of advice that I messed up when we had Eileen is we went to the hospital, and I didn't even learn how to put the car seat in the car. Like, I didn't have it installed or anything when we went to the hospital. Make sure you do that.
Why didn't you do that?
It was just something that she came 8 days early.
And you thought, I'll do it at the last minute. It'll be easy.
I was like, yeah, we got a couple days yet. And it was like 4 o'clock in the morning when she's like, I think my water broke. I was like, all right, cool. Like, what do we do?
Let's get ready. I don't know what car seats are like today, but 10 years ago, it was still a nightmare. It wasn't just throw it in. You had to, like, figure it out and attach it to the hooks.
Oh, yeah. You still got to use the hooks, all that good stuff. Yep. But, I mean, you got to bring the baby seat into the hospital anyway. They got to do the car seat test.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they didn't do that for us. We carried her out. Kathleen had her in her arms. The nurse that we had was not the most personable nurse. Wheeled her out and said, and they're doing construction right outside, and I've got a 3-day-old baby, and there's jackhammers. And she's like, well, we can't let you back into the hospital because it was during COVID. And so I had to install the car seat while my newborn is in my wife's arms.
Oh, wow. Well, see, that's why.
Well, that was your fault, though, Mike. Yeah.
Somehow, sorry. Somehow, some way, babe.
Come on.
So, I mean, no, they should have done the car seat test inside. I don't know why they did that outside.
They didn't do that, and then that's all I got for you. Make sure that's installed because don't want to have that happen.
I don't remember the car seat test at all. What is the car seat test?
You bring your car seat. They did it for us with Sammy. Uh-huh. We brought the car seat inside, and maybe it was because he was he was in the NICU for 2 months. You got to remember that.
We did a
car seat test. He had to sit in the car seat for at least 2 minutes, and he was hooked up to machines still, so had to make sure his vitals didn't drop. But they just said they do a car seat test for all newborns, so I just took it for face value.
Maybe in the NICU. Maybe. I don't know. Whatever.
I only got one experience so far, so maybe my car seat test is different than y'all's.
You know what's going to be interesting, Mike? Hold on, DZ. I know this is about you, but hold on, DZ. Mike, do you know what's interesting? Is that I can't wait to hear the difference between the first experience and the second experience for DZ. That's what I really want to hear. So.
Yeah, and I also am interested to see like how it is, because you had Sammy during COVID.
Yeah.
How they are now. Like, what are the restrictions? The restrictions lifted, like, We decided we don't want to have anybody come to the hospital except for Eileen when we have our baby. We enjoyed having the one-on-one time with Eileen.
They tried to cut
everybody
off.
Not having everybody come in. Yep.
They said, no, we're visiting when she's at home. We still got COVID rules.
It's like, I want it to still be COVID when we have the next one so nobody can come visit us.
Mask up, y'all.
All right, Mike. Have a good day.
Talk to you later, man.
You too, guys. Bye, babe.
Somebody.
Bye, babe. I love it.
Somebody texted in, generally car seat tests are done for NICU babies, not full term. Okay, well, that would be. Make more sense.
That makes more sense.
Mike and I were like, what is that? Sean is in West Bend this morning. Let's pull him up. Oh! Hey, Sean.
Howdy, howdy.
How's it going?
Howdy.
We're running out of time here, but what's your advice for DZ with the nesting? Did you do this?
Just real quick, just to piggyback off of what Mike just said, if you could call the fire department or I think family services will actually show you how to do it.
There you go. Yes, sir.
I had to go to family services.
Yes, sir. I forgot about that. But no, he's right. They'll come. They'll show you. They'll do it. They'll do it for you. Bring it right there.
Come to do your car seat test?
No, not the test. They'll just like put it in for you. Like they'll strap it up, make sure it's right and show you how to do it.
Can I be there when you call the fire department?
Not all of them do it, but a lot of them will. But the only other thing I was going to say is if you go on a baby moon, just because it's going to be high stress when you get that second one there.
Thank you.
Because you're just assuming we could do that, Sean, huh? We could just baby moon it, huh?
Hey. You got to find time, man. Make time for your wife.
Hey, that part, big dog. He's I appreciate that. That is some good advice right there.
He is right. Once the second one comes, you're both, nobody has any free hands anymore. Good luck.
Nope, not a second. Right. Maybe we can. You never know.
That's true. Sean, thanks for calling.
Not a problem. Have a good one.
You too, man. Later.
Last but not least, Steven is in Elkhorn this morning. Like I said, three dudes.
Right. Hey, they must be nesting too. What's the word, Steven? Good morning.
What's your advice, Quinn?
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing good, man. I mean, I'll be a little better once the baby's here.
I bet. So the only advice, my advice is different than others. We had our second son. You guys are going to have a second baby. Has Sammy ever stayed at someone else's house?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, he's done his thing.
That's something that a lot of parents, I don't think of when their babies are so close. Is that baby might be staying over at their grandparents' house for the first time for two or three nights.
Oh,
you're saying for multiple nights.
If we do end up staying at the hospital for a couple nights.
They might have never been away from their parent for more than, 12, 18 hours. And now they're like, hey, my mom's gone for 2 days. Also, here's a new baby.
Right.
You've gone on trips, thank God.
We have gone, and
our son. I don't advise that.
Our son Sammy is comfortable staying with family. He actually almost prefers them. They let him do a lot more than we do.
I feel like parents with a 2-year-old should have been away at once in 2 years.
You'd be surprised, especially with these COVID babies.
A lot of people
never spent any time away from their child.
I went to Vegas when Owen was 6 months.
Multiple work friends, their first babies had never stayed over.
Never.
What? Or stayed overnight.
That's a new thing.
Then, because of COVID. Yeah.
COVID changed a lot.
Damn, now I feel like a bad mom. I was just giving my kid to whoever to go on trips.
Nah, we're normal parents. Steven, man, we appreciate the advice,
great
man.
Great perspective. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Bye.
Later. Yeah, buddy.
You ready to go? I thought we were doing What Would DZ Do? This is how tired I am. 103.7 Kiss FM. I'm like, what? Are you ready for What Would DZ Do?
He just stared at me and I was like,
just
yeah,
staring
buddy.
At the wall. Like, what? Where's What Would DZ Wepa. Do?
And wow. I literally just asked. I made my checks. I said, and you say, yup. Bet.
Okay,
autopilot, baby.
Autopilot for real. 103.7 Kiss FM. You don't want to be in this head of mine. It's Trends Tuesday, all brought to you by Wendy's. Download the Wendy's app today.
Too real. You don't want to be in this head of mine. Too real of a statement, though.
You really don't, though.
Big ups to Wendy's, though.
Yeah. So I don't know if you know this, but for Tech Tuesday, I want to talk about how I really want to get an Apple Watch. And I have had never had a desire to get an Apple Watch. I never have needed one. But now that I've started tracking my movement, I realized how little I'm moving, and I'm horrified.
Oh.
Because on Apple, you have the rings, and, you know, Samsung probably has the same kind of fitness thing.
Yeah, on whatever app.
Or Android or whatever. Well, I started using my rings. I had never been using them. It's a fitness app. Just type in my, because even my therapist was like, what's this?
You started to try to close your rings.
I realized how many people with iPhones aren't using their rings because we shut it off.
Y'all better be careful. Those rings are important now. Come on.
When I pulled up the fitness, which everyone has, fitness, search that app, and I'm like, oh, wow. And I started looking and I realized how little I move every day. If you had asked me, I'm walking 10,000 steps a day easy. And then I start tracking it. One day I walked like 1,500 steps and I was horrified. I go, you are a loser. I was like, get off your butt. I had that talk with myself. I go, 1,500 steps in one day?
What is wrong with you?
Get up. What are you doing? I mean, as I'm sitting down telling this story. In fact, let me stand up.
Well, I ain't going to stand up, but I know exactly what you're talking about. I got my rings right here. You know what I'm saying?
You got the Apple Watch. And my trainer at the Princeton Club said, get the watch, though, because it will track better.
Mm-hmm.
She said, your phone's not really tracking how much you're walking. You're trying to, but the watch will get your heart rate and all that.
Everything. 100% not wrong.
Yeah.
And it's just a little bit better of a feature.
Because
when you are using your phone, and sometimes you don't want to necessarily pull the phone out your pocket, pull the phone out the bag or whatever, wherever it is, you don't want to reach it. Fell in the crack of the seat, whatever. The watch, bang, perfect.
Yes.
You're going to be able to check your messages. You're going to be able to actually take phone calls. Bruh, I told you about how you can operate your camera with your watch.
I would love to just leave my phone behind.
And right.
Although some people say that I'm going to constantly be looking at my wrist.
Yeah, true.
But that's my next step, I think, because I just couldn't believe how little I was moving. It's like when people say, I'm not eating that much. I don't know why I'm gaining weight. And they actually start tracking their food and go, that was what happened to me. I went, you need to move more. Maybe that'll help. Then I'm like, whew, I do need to move more.
and once you're more conscious of it, you're more active.
That's right.
So I do say get the watch, but I will say if you can wait a little bit on it, the deals are coming.
Black Friday.
The deals are coming. Cyber Monday. Honestly, Amazon Prime, they do it like every other day at this rate. So
listen, my phone already heard me because I just got a notification that said, get $200 towards new tech. See?
Boom.
My phone heard me.
Boom.
It's fine. All right. What would DZ do? Let's go. Yeah, let's do it.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's what would DZ do on Kiss FM.
Okay, what's the problem today?
All right, well, Heather hit us up
and
has a little bit of a best friend, boyfriend situation going down.
What does that mean?
Listen. So my best friend, Ashley, and I are recent college grads living in separate apartments currently. We discussed moving in together in January after my current roommate moves out. We've talked about it a few times and are both really excited. Last week, we were talking about decorating differently while my boyfriend was over, and he jokingly started giving his own advice about what to use and where to put things, and saying that since he practically lives there, he should have a say also.
Yeah.
I knew he was joking, but I could tell Ashley was getting annoyed. Now, he doesn't actually live there, but we do spend a lot of time together at my apartment because it's honestly cleaner and more spacious than his. Surprise, surprise. All right?
So your best friend won't move in unless your boyfriend moves out. Mm-hmm. It's the core of it.
Ah, hold on. Says, if we ever have get-togethers, they're at my apartment as well. So they have parties at her place. The other day, Ashley brought up some concerns about my boyfriend always being over and us making it our quote-unquote party destination, not wanting it to feel like she's a third wheel in her own apartment.
Mm-hmm.
I understand what she means, but she also says and asks that we have to limit the amount that we're there and that there's a definition of space.
Mm-hmm.
Now she's saying that she couldn't agree to... Ah, dang. She's saying she won't move in unless once we agree to those terms. What should I do? Basically, getting an ultimatum from my best friend about my boyfriend, Heather.
So our best friend won't live with her unless the boyfriend moves out.
Well, and the boyfriend doesn't live there. That's what she's saying. The boyfriend just spends a lot of time there, basically lives there. And we've all seen the situation.
And you don't want the, of course.
You don't want the theatrics.
Been a part of it in college.
See?
I was the one with the boyfriend in college. She probably drove my roommate crazy. Honest to God.
Well, honestly.
Honest to God.
Honestly, dog.
Yeah.
She's got a ixnay best friend.
Come
They can't move in together. This is going to become a problem. She's already set into her ways. It's her and her boyfriend got to move in together. That's the next move.
You think they should just live together?
They should just scratch it, quit playing games. They're already basically living together.
Yeah.
From what I'm hearing, she just wants to live with her best friend because she's like, oh my gosh, bestie. Oh.
Well, and maybe you don't want to live with your boyfriend. I mean, just not everybody wants to live together.
That's
true. You want to be able to spend the night all the time, but you don't really. Living together is a totally different step.
That's true. And maybe she's not ready for that.
No.
That's my advice, though. Move in with the boyfriend. You can't live with the best friend. It's going to be a problem.
Yeah,
it's going to be a problem. He's already spending much time there. He already basically lives there. The best friend doesn't yet. You can just avoid this whole problem because I don't see this going well.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's the friend gave you an ultimatum that they're not moving in unless your boyfriend spends less time there.
Just have the throuple.
Ooh.
That's what Tony and Racine would say.
Ooh, is that your advice, Allie?
Hell no. Absolutely not. I would grab her by the hair and throw her out.
No bull. That's my advice. Ixnay the friend, move in with your boyfriend.
All right. 1-414-533-1037. What should Heather do? We're going to talk to you next.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Okay, so the problem today is the thruple, or the the best friend and her friend and the boyfriend.
That doesn't want to be in the thruple.
Doesn't want to be in. My best friend won't live with me unless my boyfriend's not there. Let's go to Tanya in Kenosha this morning. I haven't heard from her during What Would DZ Do.
Yeah, where's she been?
I don't know, but I'm into it. Tanya, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey. All right. What do you think?
I am usually, and I am the jerk girl because this is early, man.
Or late, depending on your time zone. It is what it is, Tanya.
What do you think?
Man, this one's so easy. Your friend is being so cool by telling you up front that she has these needs. Just don't let her stay if you don't want to change your life.
Just tell everybody what you want and keep it that way.
That's not the case. You know people don't do that.
Nope. Communicate? What's that?
Nope.
I understand because that is me.
Well, and the friend is trying to communicate. Tanya's 100% right. Yes. Ashley's going, listen, Heather, I don't want your man's here all the time. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a problem for me. I feel like y'all be doing too much. If I move in, that's something that's got to stop. But
there's
boom, clear communication.
Then coming home and somebody being there every day who doesn't pay rent.
Ooh.
It's fine at first, and then after months, you're like, okay, this guy's got to go.
I feel that, though.
And I can see where if she doesn't want to ditch her boyfriend, she might not want her friend to move in, but I'm super glad. I would want somebody to be that upfront with me, and then I'd make my choice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, and spend time at his place. I get that. It's cleaner and more spacious. Your room's probably bigger. Your apartment's probably bigger, whatever. That's a sacrifice you're going to have to make if you guys want to keep spending the same amount of time together.
Seems like the easy fix.
Yeah.
Go to his house, man.
Yeah.
All right, Tanya. Thanks for calling, girl.
Bye.
Bye. Later.
I still say they should move in together. I don't care.
Come on. Jen's in Sheboygan, and she said she's been in this situation.
Ooh, oh, good morning, Jen.
Yes.
Were you the girlfriend or the friend?
No, I was the roommate.
Oh.
And so my best friend and I, for grad school, decided to get an apartment together, and we were very excited about it. But then she, like, her boyfriend just, like, came one day and never really left.
Never left, yeah.
Brought that toothbrush and left it.
When I confronted her about it, she's like, oh, he doesn't have a place to stay right now. Are you okay with him living here for a bit? And I was like, are we going to put some timeline on this?
And is he going to pay rent?
Right.
What the hell?
So the dude ended up not having a job. Ugh. He was playing video games all day, and I'm paying for half the electric bill. So my advice is, if she wants to save that friendship, do not have her move in if you also value your relationship with your boyfriend, because it's not going to work. I don't talk to that girl anymore.
I believe it.
Yeah.
It's like when you pick a dude over your friend.
Personal experience, right. Too, right? When you pick a dude over your friend. You know?
Especially for a friend like that. Like, you probably were turned off by her at that point because now she's got a loser boyfriend. You're like, both of them can go.
What are we doing here?
You're like, this isn't attractive, but you're into this guy. This guy's mooching off of us, doesn't work, plays video games on our couch. What? You like this guy? Now I don't even like you.
Girl, this ain't even sisters over misters. This is just what are you doing?
This is get it together, girl.
Jen, appreciate the advice.
Thanks, Jen.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Amanda's calling from Racine this morning. Five and out, another round of shots. Amanda,
hey,
what happened to you and your husband? You had to kick your roommate out.
So I can actually relate to this because I was the girlfriend that came in to my husband and my brother-in-law's living situation. I took over.
She moved in. I took over
the apartment.
Ooh, right.
They must have loved that.
But, what was funny was that my brother-in-law still lives with us 11 years later.
What?
But you know why? It works out because he gets the basement. He gets to have his own room.
He gets his own space.
And that is it.
Then he gets his own space. No, that's what's up.
I didn't know you had a brother-in-law living in your basement. This is like a whole new turn. Turn of events from the character that we know.
And think about it, live-in babysitter. This is so genius.
Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't really do that, but I wish it worked out that way.
Only in a perfect world.
Maybe it's just the dog.
Hey, it's something. Fine. Everybody has their role.
It's something.
Good to know you have a strange man living in your basement.
No, it's a brother-in-law. He's not a strange man.
Thanks, Amanda.
Have a good day.
You too.
Last but not least, Chloe's in Waterford. Chloe, good morning.
Oh, good morning.
Hi. Hey. Do you have any advice we haven't given yet this morning for what would DZ do?
So I'm actually the current girlfriend that's moved into the boyfriend in the best friend's apartment.
Oh, you're the one.
You're going through it. Talk to us.
And the best friend, he wasn't the biggest fan of me. So I had to kind of it was part of it was setting boundaries and part of it was getting to know each other.
Ooh.
And I think another thing too that it said in the prompt is that the boyfriend's inviting his friends over or their friends over and they're throwing parties and stuff.
I just
feel like it would be inappropriate if I were to invite all my friends over to their apartment.
Right.
And just
take over.
Okay, yeah, take over. Right.
So I think establishing
those boundaries is
key.
That is an important thing. Yeah.
Because if you don't,
then you're just gonna flip out one day and be like,
Get out with a whole lot of bleeps in between.
Where did this come from? It's been building up for weeks.
Chloe dropped that knowledge. Yeah. We appreciate your call.
Thank you, Chloe.
Okay, thank you.
She's right. You got to have boundaries.
Yeah, you got to set them. And Ashley's trying to set them. Mm-hmm. Heather doesn't want them to be set. Mm-hmm. Don't live with the homie.
I just read the other day something that said people pleasing does nothing for you. In fact, it just gives other people power. It gives you no boundaries. And all you do is let people make all the decisions for you when you people please.
That part.
I said, damn. Don't forget we have Doja Cat tickets. Oh, Doja Cat tickets. Oh my gosh, I'm losing my mind.
You are wishful thinking right now.
No, I'm out of my mind today. I wish we had Doja Cat tickets.
Uh-huh.
More like Dancing with the Stars. Well, that was not nice.
I mean, she do be dancing, so I see the correlation. But it's Dancing with the Star live. They're coming to the Riverside in February. February 8th, right?
Yeah, I didn't have enough coffee yet. Can you tell?
Keep chugging that coffee,
Jeez,
Allie.
This is only my second cup. It's a disaster.
That's coming up. Don't miss it. It's coming up soon, too.
I think. Who knows on this show at this point?
According to Allie.
According to me. So, DZ, I wanted to tell you yesterday, I came home from work and our trash day is Monday.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what day your trash day is.
I'm pretty sure ours is Monday, too. Yeah, okay. They came by. Or supposed to. I don't know if they actually did.
Well, they came and on Sunday night, Hudson had said, I'm going to take the trash out because Owen's birthday's this week. So, I'm going to do, he was doing us a favor.
That was his birthday gift.
Isn't that sweet?
Aw.
Yeah, and he said, I'm going to do the trash since it's Owen's birthday week. I said, great. So Hudson, I realized, had never put the trash out alone. He's always done it with me or, because there's a recycling and trash.
Oh, right. The two cans.
Is watching him try to carry both is funny. He can't really.
Got one at a time, big
but
dog.
But he did them alone. I shut the garage. We went in the house. And then Monday, I got home from work, which was yesterday. And I went to get the trash cans, which were now empty. And I realized Hudson had put them backwards at the street, meaning they were not facing facing, they weren't opening towards the street. In fact, the handle was facing towards the street.
The hand, yeah, it was handle out.
So I walk it up and I go, huh! And I'm like, oh, good thing I caught it before recycling comes. And I flip it around. And then I walk over to the garbage can, which already came.
Uh-huh.
And they've taken it backwards. And I went, huh, wait, they took it and it was backwards. And does it matter which way the can faces? Because my trucks, they pick them up. Nobody gets out of the truck.
Oh, nobody gets out.
No. It's an automatic.
Got it.
So then I thought, well, maybe it doesn't matter which way it's facing, but I would think the lid's got to open and the lid might get broken if you flip it
the wrong way. Yep.
Do your trashmen still like flip the trash into the truck themselves?
I'm pretty sure. Well, because our trash setup is a little awkward. Our cans go in the alley and it's not a through alley.
Got it.
So the garbage guys got to like pull in just to get our garbage cans and the neighbor's cans. So I think they do it by hand. And it got me thinking, you just saying this, because maybe it's easier for the trash guys if they are handle out.
Because you're grabbing it to flip it in.
Yeah. You grab it. My whole life
I put it the other way.
I've always been a lid out kind of guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. The lid always faces out. Handle to the back, lid out. But now I'm wondering if Hudson's onto something, going handle out, because it's easier to grab and pull towards you. then the garbage man don't got to do this whole, you know, wrap around, grab the can and flip it.
Because I've seen him do that. What he thought.
Yo.
But the Hudson, it didn't matter because it's a machine. Like, there's nobody flipping it.
Well, and then it must not matter if you saw that the cans were flipped and the garbage was already gone.
Yeah. Well, you know, Mike in Hartford loves to chime in on this. Garbage man for many reasons.
Yeah,
for many years. He saw my post and he said, so I'll send a text about your garbage cans instead of listening to someone disagree with me on the air.
What'd he say?
He said, it doesn't matter, honestly, about the garbage cans, but the company might document it for your address just in case the lid does rip off.
Oh.
And then you were to call and complain.
Oh.
They could come back and say you had it facing the wrong way. You might have to replace it. But I've always faced it with the... But I couldn't believe how many people, even when I put this on Facebook yesterday, were like, I don't care. I don't pay attention. I put it however I want. I'm like, nobody ever thinks about which way you place the garbage can.
No, I definitely think about how I place the garbage can. I've always been a lid out, and then when I put the can away, it always goes handle to the back.
Yeah, because you got to open it and throw stuff in.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Right. But now I'm wondering if I should care. Maybe that's one less thing I should worry about.
Maybe.
Right. Clearly it don't matter.
That's what I'm saying. All the people that were like, who cares? I was like, I care.
Right.
Someone tell me the answer. Well,
maybe I shouldn't care.
Someone says it does matter how it's placed. Handle to the house.
Handle to the house. H to H. Handle the house. I like it.
Somebody texted in, I'm a garbage man with the claw like you're talking about, Allie. The way it faces does matter because the lid will crush against the truck. Well, then I apologize to my garbage man this week who got it backwards for one day.
Thankfully, the lid did not break.
But I blame Hudson, the 10-year-old.
Well, now we know. Even though it seemed like a good idea, wrong.
No,
wrong.
No.
Handle to the house.
Handle to the house, people.
There is a right and wrong way to do this, apparently.
Uh-huh. You're welcome. That's all. That's my trash dilemma for everybody. Am I the Jerk is next.
You're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the Jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Is someone the jerk for lying about the start time to their friend who's late to everything? Are you a jerk if you lie to your friends and make them come early? Here's what happened. Hi, Allie and DZ. I have a good friend who's always late to everything, and for years I just accepted it. I knew when we had plans, she's always going to be at least 15 minutes late.
Mm.
And it didn't bug me in our 20s, but now that we're in our 30s, I've got kids, a family, lots going on. I don't have time for her to be late to everything.
Gotta maintain a schedule.
I think her behavior is quite frankly annoying, rude, and she needs to grow up. So I tried something new. I started telling her a time 30 minutes early. We had a reservation for 6:30, so I told her 6. She got there at 6:15.
Ooh.
And then started blowing up my phone asking why I told her the wrong time because she rushed to get there. Seriously? I have no regrets. So am I the jerk for lying to my friend about the start time?
Dang, son. Oh, this one's hard for me.
Mm-hmm.
This one's hard for me because I am the friend.
Me too. This one comes from Michelle today, and I too am the late friend. But people have lives.
People do have lives.
And they do have things going on, and they go out of their way to be on time, and if you're late, it's rude.
And a lot of people respect their time as such, right? So I recognize that I'm the rude friend when I know I run late perpetually. CPT's a real thing. I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? Colombian people time. We'll call it Colombian people time. CPT.
Thank you.
It's aggressive, and I try.
I'm late too all the time, so I'm not one to talk.
And my wife is a very timely individual, so mm-hmm. It's not like she's not ready to go, trying to get out the house and irking me, like, all right, come on, let's go. There is, for whatever reason, always something that hinders me from being on time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, don't know where it came from, besides just explaining it as it being my Colombian people time.
Well, I got a little bit better about this as I got older, got diagnosed with ADHD, started preparing more. Uh-huh. I'm still bad.
Right.
But I'm better than I used to be, so who am I to talk? Is Michelle the jerk for lying to her friend about the start time, though?
I'm not ready to answer.
I'm going to say probably not. Probably not the jerk.
That's bogus,
You're holding her accountable. Finally, she's had you waiting. She's had you waiting how many times, and now you got her there on time, and she's mad at you?
True.
Please.
And she was only, 15 minutes early? Mm-hmm. That's not early. You got there on time.
True, but you know what I could do in 15 minutes, though? Yuck. You want me to take the other side?
That's so much time.
In my mind, I could have gone to Target. I could have ran by and grabbed one thing. I could have got an oil change and a car wash in that 15 minutes.
I could have got... I needed gas. I got here on E because I thought I was late. See what I mean? We could argue both. I'm not ready to answer. I don't know.
1-414-533-1037. Is Michelle the jerk for lying to her friend about the start time? Because her friend got there early and then went nuts and said, what did you lie to me for? I rushed to get here. Nobody's here.
She should hold her friend more accountable on the front end, not lie to her. You know what I'm saying? Like, be like, hey, we have at 6:30. If you're not there, we're starting dinner without you.
Forget
all that tell you earlier stuff. Like, I don't know.
So she's the jerk for the way she's going about it, honestly.
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay. Well, we're going to talk to you next. I can't wait to hear what people say.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So Michelle wants to know if she's the jerk for lying to her friend about the start time because her friend's late to everything. Mm. And so they started telling her 30 minutes early. Her friend got there early and then threw a fit that she had rushed to get there and nobody was there.
I'm on time and ain't nobody here.
Amber's in Hartford this morning.
Is that not the worst to experience, as an individual that's always late when you're finally on time?
Yeah, pretty much. Amber, good morning. She's on 7. Amber's there. Amber, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, girl. What do you think? Is Michelle the jerk for lying to her friend about the start time?
I think she is absolutely not the jerk. Oh. I think the friend is extremely narcissistic in thinking that, you know, her friend doesn't have something else to do with those 15 minutes that she was waiting on her to show up. Mm. So it's just like you're not valuing my time that I'm waiting on you for things to start.
Yeah.
Especially if you have an event with like a firm start time.
Yeah, but reservations.
Or our fantasy football draft, it starts, the room opens, and people aren't there. And then they complain when, you know, things get messed up.
So you don't get your picks. You should have been here on time. I don't know what to tell you, big dog.
Right? You're auto draft now. Sorry.
Someone texted in and said, jerk, jerk, jerk. Should have tried something new called communication.
Mm.
See, I also feel like this is gaslighting, though, if we call her a jerk, because we're saying instead of taking accountability for being late, you're then blaming them for you being on. Now it's their fault that you're on time.
Now it's your fault that you're on time. Congratulations.
It's kind of like now I'm spinning it around and blaming you for what you've been doing this whole time.
Ain't that just like somebody that's always late to spin it and be like, but I mean, come on.
It's gaslighting at its best.
It's a little gaslighting.
It's like, I'm the one to blame, but now I'm screaming at you because you actually held me accountable. Like, what the hell?
I'm mad because you finessed me into getting here on time. It's being finessed. That's what it is. You'd feel some type of way going, wow, am I really this person? This is self-reflection. I'm hearing what you guys are saying.
Mm-hmm.
She's mad at herself because she's always so late that her friend's got to tell her so early.
Mm-hmm. Yep, see? Okay. Well, Amber says not the jerk this morning.
Thank you, guys.
Have a good day. Bye.
Let's go to Heather in Shorewood this morning. Hey, Heather.
Morning, Heather.
Hey.
What do we think? Is Michelle the jerk for lying to her friend about the start time to get her there actually on time? She told her 30 minutes early, and then the friend freaked
not
out.
Not the jerk.
Ooh.
But I would take it further.
Wait.
I would be late.
Wait.
Oh, you tell her the start time and be late. Tell her earlier and then be late after the start time.
On top of
wait, because you're going to waste my time. I'm going to waste yours. I'm a little bit petitious, though.
That's petitious. I was going to say.
Oh my gosh, I love it. You guys are saying not only is it not the jerk for lying to her about the start time, let's take it up a notch and screw her.
Right. Oh, you mad? Now I'm stuck in traffic.
Now you're going to do what I've done over and over, which is wait for you, and you're going to deal with it. Yeah.
Ooh, now you're going to be fairness. Big mad.
Being on time.
Right.
Somebody texted you. In and said, I'm chronically late and I hate it. I'm so relieved when my friends do this to me. Do you want your that? Listen, I've said this for years, especially when I was really late to everything. And I mean late. I used to say, it's not that I don't know I'm late.
Yeah.
You have to understand, people that are late know they're late.
I know,
they're
right.
Not happy about it. They're not proud of it. In fact, I'm ashamed usually. In fact,
yes,
I'm
yes.
more anxious because I'm late. So that might say to someone, well, then Allie, why don't you prepare and come earlier? That would be the common sense thing, which is what I talk to my therapist about weekly. So mind your own business, okay? But these are things.
What I do.
I get it. You have to prepare, and I had to work on it, and it's taken time,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
But you can't just be like, whatever, screw everybody else's time.
No.
Which is what DZ and I like to do.
Yeah, not just saying. Not with pride, though.
Not with pride. There's some shame there with being late all the time, I will
a
say
lot.
That.
I hate it.
Don't ask me why our brains are whacked out, okay?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry in advance, okay? Just tell me 30 minutes early. I'm still going to get there late.
I start getting early, like 3 hours early so that I am ready to leave so that I'm there early. And most of the time I get there on time.
Okay.
Because I'm also a chronically late person.
Heather took it three steps further.
Ooh. I wait till the very last minute I need to get ready. That's my problem.
Yeah.
All right, Heather, thanks for calling. Not the jerk.
Yeah. Have a good day.
Lindsay is in Franksville. Last but not least this morning. I kissed a girl, but I did. Hey, Lindsay.
Good morning.
Hey.
All right, so we've already had two not the jerks today, but do you think Michelle's a jerk for lying to her friend about the start time to get her there on time?
Did you bring your broom?
I did bring my broom. I'm going to go with not the jerk, but she overcorrected.
Overcorrected? What do you mean?
She knows she's 15 minutes late every time. So she was exactly 15 minutes late. So, you know, but then the friend also got a little piece of her own medicine of, hey, you know, you were still late, even though I told you an early time, and you had to wait for me. How do you like it?
How you like them apples?
Yeah.
I hear the overcorrect, though. If you know it's 15 minutes, make it 15 minutes. Then your friend will be on time.
Well, people say things like,
but you know your friend.
Right,
yeah,
right, right.
You know your friend's going to be late. It says flip it on her, not the jerk, be late too. Somebody else said, Michelle can be petty and just not be on time. Make the friend book a really expensive restaurant and then just be late.
Ooh.
Somebody else
but
said,
but sometimes you get those restaurants that are like, the whole party has to be here before we'll sit you down.
True.
So.
Yeah. That's true.
You know what I don't appreciate? Whoever, DZ, did you text us in?
What, me?
I have a colleague who's always 15 to 20 minutes late for Monday morning meetings at work, and she walks in with Duncan every time. It's so frustrating with her coffee
and a Diet
in her hand.
Coke in the other hand.
Wait. I mean, rude.
Wait, does Star 67 not work? Can you see my number? How do you know it's me? I mean, no, it's not me. Is that a similar?
I'm telling you, DZ.
Duncan coffee and McDonald's Diet Coke. Like, what? The show started 20 minutes ago? What do you mean?
Yo.
And then I would blame the people in the drive-thru, by the way, for why I was late.
It was the drive-thru. It was the people ahead of me. It's never me. What?
It was the traffic. I don't know. I can't help it as a drive-thru, but they weren't moving.
I got behind a guy going 20 into 35. It's his fault.
Allie said, I was in traffic, and I was looking for my chapstick, and then a whole lot of things happened, and then there was a Ford Maverick.
Duncan and Diet Coke.
No, hey, Lindsay brings the brooms. Yeah. It's a sweep, not the jerk.
Ooh. All right, Lindsay, thanks for calling.
Have a good one, guys.
You too.
We have got to give away these Dancing with the Stars tickets. We're out of time.
You trying to do it right now?
Let's do it right now. Let's go. You got to dial 1-414-533-1037. The one is important if you want to get through. Somebody's going to see Dancing with the Stars, which is coming to the Riverside.
February 8th.
Thank you. February 8th. You could be going with a friend if you're caller 30 next. 1-414-533-1037. Good luck. It's 103.7 KISS FM. All right. To quote my partner, DZ... What? We can't even stay on time on the radio.
I mean, am I wrong, though?
We got up there, he goes, Allie, we aren't ever on time. And I go, you're not wrong.
We can't even stay on track on air. Come on now.
7:45, more like 7:50.
55, what you talking about? Come on, no. But we are doing these Dancing with the Stars live tickets.
Even if they're a few minutes late every day, we do them, okay? And Samantha is calling in Milwaukee this morning. She is a Dancing with the Stars fan.
Ooh, an aficionado. Hi. Good morning, Samantha.
Good morning.
Nice. Well, the good news is you are caller 30, Samantha, and you're going to see Dancing with the Stars.
Hey! Ding, 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 ding.
Have you ever gone to see the show live like this when it's come to town?
I have not, but ooh, I do watch on Tuesday night.
Oh, okay. She active on it, too.
Okay, wait. I heard Jamie Lynn Spears got kicked off. Is that correct?
Aww. She did.
And then who are you rooting for now this season?
Jason Mraz.
Oh, Jason Mraz? Jason Mraz.
Doing his thing.
Okay.
I hear he's actually a really good dancer. I'm not going to lie.
He is.
He's excellent. Mm. And Ariana from Vanderpump Rules, of course.
You had me at Vanderpump Rules. You had me. I forget she's on this season, but how could they not get her when she was the star of that show last season?
Allie's eyes lit up. She said, oh, that's right.
Well, it was the affair of the season for reality TV. If you watch it, you know.
Oh.
Vanderpump Rules brought it this season, let me tell you. So anyway, all right. Well, you are going to be seeing Dancing with the Stars when it comes to the Riverside in February, Samantha. Congratulations.
Amazing. And unfortunately, now I'm 2 minutes late to work.
Talk about being late. Oops.
And we shouldn't you can't hang up, though. I need more info. Hold on.
You're going to be more than 2 minutes.
You're going to be way more than 2 minutes. Hold on.
Hold on.
And I would say same time tomorrow, but that's a lie.
Around the same time ish.
We might be a couple minutes late tomorrow as well. But
might.
You'll live.
Might.
The latest from Miley Cyrus right now. Here's Used to Be Young, 103.7 Kiss FM.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
I want to be J-Lo in Las Vegas because you know what she did? She went to Usher's residency, and then the next night she went to Adele's residency.
Ooh, back to back.
What a hell of a weekend in Vegas that would be.
What a Vegas turnaround 48, man. I'm just going overnight.
And what, and different types of music, but all still good.
She got it all.
You'd be singing everything. Well,
she hit the jackpot too. What else she do? Dang.
Yeah, she put up a whole reel. I saw it on Instagram where she was dancing and enjoying her time with Usher. Usher came over and, you know.
Of course, Usher came over. Oh, Usher came over to J-Lo?
And of course, he showed everyone J-Lo's in the crowd like they didn't know.
Crazy. I know. That's J-Lo.
Could you imagine?
I thought it was an impersonator.
Imagine. So she was seen dancing to Burn by Usher.
Of course.
Nas joined Usher on stage at one point. You see J-Lo dancing.
What?
Yeah.
What is going on in Vegas right now?
I'm telling you, it's the place to go for the weekend if you want to see concerts and you can afford to pay for them.
Well, they got a championship going down because the WNBA team just got the chip too. Vegas is going off. Yeah, it's going off. Like, they just had their parade. Like, it is a time to be in Vegas. I'll tell you that right now.
That's awesome. Whoa. That was why Giannis posted a picture with one of the women from the WNBA in Vegas.
Yep.
Now I see.
Full
ding,
circle.
Ding, ding, ding,
now you
ding.
Get it. Now
I
you
like
get it.
It.
Oh,
like
yeah.
It.
Vegas is popping. They got Usher. They got
Vegas
Adele.
Is always popping.
Well, it's popping, popping, popping now because they got three icons. Icons.
And I would go just to see one of those two. I don't even need to go see both, Adele or Usher. I'll pick one. I'll admit.
Either.
Yes.
J-Lo said neither. We're going to both.
Ding, ding, ding.
When you got it like that.
Seriously.
Jenny from the blog. Okay.
Jealous. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. I'm a thief.
You be robbing, you be thieving, you be stealing.
I'm a big old thief.
Wow. I can't believe I work with somebody like you.
I know, right? Me either. I should be ashamed of myself.
I was going to say we could have been in cahoots. Like, we could have been running this place. We could have been scamming.
I was going to say, we ride together, we die together, we ride at dawn.
Come on now. That's
Let's
what
go.
I'm talking about.
No, Let's
for,
go.
For real, though.
Okay. So I have been stealing something from this company, and I have zero regrets about it, and today is my confession time.
Sound the alarm. Somebody call them boys. Woo, woo, woo.
Go ahead and put me in cuffs, officer, because I have been naughty.
Bring back up, boys. We got a wild one.
She's so wild, she's been stealing from work for a while now. Oh, so man. I decided, instead of secretly stealing like most people do, I outed myself, and not only did I admit that I was stealing, I went around and asked everyone in the building if they knew what I was stealing and if anyone had noticed.
Has anybody noticed what I've been stealing?
I don't think so, because here is what happened yesterday, DZ. After the show, I walked around the building, and we have a lot of people that work behind the scenes in here, so I went up to our coworkers, Shannon, Jeremy, Liz, Trisha, and John. You know who you are. I went up to them in the office and I asked them if they had any idea what I was stealing. Would you like to hear their answers?
Oh, I'd love to hear their answers.
All right, here is me quizzing everyone in the building to see if they've noticed.
What do you think I've been stealing from this company?
I have no clue.
Coffee.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Got it. What do you think I've been stealing from this company?
Napkins from the break room.
Ooh.
Thank you. What do you think I've been stealing from the company?
Toilet paper.
That was a different year. What do you think I've been stealing from the company?
Hand sanitizer and Clorox wipes.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I did in 2020.
I did.
What do you think I stole from the company?
Paper.
Printer paper.
Ooh.
That was John at the end. So.
Oh, printer paper. So I didn't think about that.
Shannon said coffee.
Uh-huh.
What did Jeremy say again? Napkins.
Napkins.
Liz said toilet paper.
Toilet paper.
Trisha said I've been stealing.
Hand sanitizer and wipes.
And John said paper.
You've been stealing paper. So you got five really good guesses there at what you've been jacking. Which we've been finding out. You've actually been stealing more than just one thing.
One of them is right.
One of them is right?
One of them is right, and I'll tell you which one. But it's even funnier about why I've been stealing and how I've been stealing it.
You thief.
I think it's hysterical, and I'm going to admit it. Come on, arrest me, boys. I dare you. Kiss FM. Should I be ashamed I stole from work?
You thief.
I mean, should I? I feel like it's free for the people that work here.
I see the logic.
Stealing?
No, I do see the logic.
You can justify your behavior.
You can justify.
So I've been saying, it's Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios, and I've been saying that I've been stealing from work for a while now, and I have zero regrets, and I will keep doing it until the problem stops.
You even went around and asked if people had noticed and what they thought they were stealing.
I asked five of our coworkers who work behind the scenes in our business office after the show yesterday if they knew what I had been secretly stealing, and here's what they said.
What do you think I've been stealing from this company?
I have no clue. Coffee.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Got it. What do you think I've been stealing from this company?
Napkins from the break room.
Thank you. What do you think I've been stealing from the company?
Thank you.
Toilet paper.
That was a different year, okay? What do you think I've been stealing from the company?
Hand sanitizer and Clorox wipes.
I did in 2020.
Another admission.
I stole from the company.
Sure did.
Paper.
Printer paper.
Printer paper. Again, yes. That was in a different year.
Such a good guess. Such a good guess.
So, coffee napkins, TP, Clorox wipes, and paper were the five guesses of the people I asked, and one of them was correct.
Somebody did guess correct. You gonna tell us who?
I am gonna tell you who. The very first guess, Shannon, who works in our office. Did you hear what he guessed?
The guess coffee. Guess coffee.
He guessed coffee. Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, 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 the winner, chicken dinner. You've been stealing coffee from work?
Like a boss. And let me explain why.
Please do, break it down.
Because I don't feel like I should go to jail for this one. I feel like this one is warranted. And I'm blaming the people who order the coffee around here.
I know, okay. I got cops on speed dial. Okay. What's up? I might call them still.
We'll call them.
No, but why and how have you been stealing coffee? No. Break it down.
Okay, so we have, what is our coffee? It's like a specialty coffee machine we have in the building.
Oh,
what is it?
It's called like a Flavia. Look at it.
Come on in, Shannon.
Get your butt in here, man.
Congratulations. Shannon, go over to the microphone.
Get over here. We got the winner over here.
Our coworker, Shannon.
He heard it. He came running.
I told him. I said, I'm not. Yesterday, he goes, what was it? I go, I'm not telling you till tomorrow. Shannon, are you proud that you won?
I'm proud.
Yeah.
I did not think I was going to be the right guess.
I thought
toilet paper or paper.
Ooh.
I thought I was probably low on the totem pole of right guesses.
So what, you just threw a shot in the dark and was like, coffee?
I really had no idea. And what? I was the first one to go. And I was like, man, everybody else had better guesses.
What made you say coffee then?
I don't know.
He sees me go to get coffee nonstop all day every day.
Context
clues.
That's
what it was, yeah.
Something hit.
Which here, it's weird, the more I thought about it, it's hard to steal this type of coffee because we have a very specific type of coffee maker. How are you getting the beans out, or how are you getting the coffee?
How
are
you
out?
Stealing it? It's, how are you using it? Right.
He's wondering, how would I take this coffee and use it at home? Because they have their own little packets.
Yeah, true.
Well,
you have a full thing. Oh, okay.
Oh, what do you think she was stealing? What do you think she was stealing?
He says,
this is what we're talking about.
Oh, look, you have all the coffee in here, Allie.
She got a whole box.
He thought I was kidding. Okay, so Shannon, we have all these coffees in there, and there's different flavors. Mm-hmm. And my favorite flavor is hazelnut.
Sure.
But that turns out to be everybody's favorite flavor.
Apparently.
And screw them all, because we're in the morning. We deserve more coffee is my justification of it all.
Coffee precedence over here.
So, because the hazelnut kept running out and they only order once a month, I kept getting stuck with French vanilla. Well, screw you, French vanilla. I don't want you. I want hazelnut.
So, explain how you use it. Do you have the same machine?
No. Great question.
Get this.
I take all the coffee from the kitchen and I bring the hazelnut into the studio and I wait until I refill my coffee and I take off one hazelnut. And I walk back to with my coffee cup and I make hazelnut and then I come back and nobody knows I've got a secret stash. I have hidden all the hazelnut in the studio and nobody knows.
She's stealing the hazelnut, stashing it inside the studio. I don't even get to know where she puts it. That's how secretive it is. I don't know where it goes, but she's been yanking this hazelnut so that she has hazelnut on deck. Even when there isn't hazelnut in the office, we got hazelnut. Well, Allie does.
So serious to me, I emailed HR and they said, Allie, I said, please give me more hazelnut. And they said, Allie, we order once a month. So that's, I said, screw it. I started stealing it. And I said, if I have to wait, I'm taking it or they're going to drink it all.
So I'm going to absolve you because you're not technically stealing.
Boom. Yes, sir.
You're not taking it from here to your house.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You're just changing the location of where it is in the building.
You're taking what you would normally take. You're just bringing it in here, a little easier access.
Yeah, it's almost like.
Ain't that logic?
I don't mind it.
You could justify anything. And I'm liking where Shannon is leaning towards this because that's where I was going toward. You're not technically.
He's going to have my back.
Technically, you're not stealing.
Okay, good, Shannon. You didn't have to, but DZ, if he doesn't, he's in trouble.
No, because that was exactly where I was going. You kind of absolved in the scenario because you're not stealing. You're just privatizing a certain amount for your own personal use at work.
And I will never run out of hazelnut again because I hoard it in the studio and nobody knows where it's hidden.
Mm-hmm.
So whoever in the building likes hazelnut, back off.
It ain't me. Hey, don't look at me. I don't even drink coffee like that no more.
Drink the French vanilla, and that's it. Shannon, congratulations. You won nothing.
Well, thank you.
You won the satisfaction.
Glad I could be part of that.
We love working with you, Shannon. You're one of our favorites.
Yes, sir.
And you got it correct. He got coffee, but we have nothing to give you. I'm sorry.
No.
But we are going to let listeners call in about the things they've stolen from their jobs, because I want to be entertained. 1-414-533-1037.
I ain't going to lie. I took a couple pieces of paper from here once.
A couple.
You know, a little stack.
Shannon, we all know they don't come in a couple pieces.
A little baby stack. I thought I took a little baby stack. You know, I might have taken what was in my printer and took it home
whole
one day.
Box.
You need paper for the artwork for the kids.
Yeah, right? There you go. Thank you.
And you know what? Sammy colored in the studio first, so it's not stealing.
Oh, no, this wasn't recent. This was before the kid. Yeah. Ex post sure facto. This was too long ago.
We're going to talk to you next. I said what I said. I stole coffee from the company, and I don't regret it. At all, Ted.
Bars.
You're trying to rhyme and rap a little. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. I'm talking about how I've been stealing coffee, which is not really stealing because I've just been hiding it in the studio so nobody takes my flavor of coffee because they drink it all and it upsets me.
I know what it is. You're not stealing, you're squirreling.
Yeah.
You're squirreling it away for a rainy day, which some people might consider it stealing because you're taking it from the public and hiding it for yourself.
Yeah, screw them.
Ah!
We're on the air. We need more caffeine. That's my justification of all of this.
You know I support.
You know, I know. Sarah,
I stand with Allie.
Thank you. Sarah is in Milwaukee. Sarah, he only backs me up because he knows his life is on the line if he doesn't.
I ain't trying to get shanked. Good morning, Sarah. How we doing?
Sarah.
Morning.
What'd you steal?
So I used to work at Cheesecake Factory.
Yum.
And so you're allowed to take coffee, or now I'm thinking coffee, soup and bread.
Ooh.
Like, you're allowed to take it.
Oh.
And you're supposed to only take it during the shift. That got me through months of no groceries because you would take it during the shift, hide it in your locker before you went home. The quantity was the amount. So, yes and no. It wasn't technically stealing, but the amount that we took
was more than the allotted amount.
It's bread.
Oh, dear Lord, yes.
Ooh, I mean, but come on. That soup be good, though, and so does the bread. Come on.
And very much so.
Everything's as big as your head at Cheesecake Factory, which I love.
I don't even like soup
like
that.
Any extra dish,
Like, mm-hmm. that was a mistake. You're supposed to throw away. Oh, no, that went into boxes and we brought that home. Like, that part. No, we're not wasting food like that.
That part. Yeah. Well, but the thing is, people have lost their jobs when they get caught doing this because it's quote-unquote stealing. Mm-hmm. It's food. I'm sorry, but I'm taking that home or I'm giving it to somebody. Mm-hmm. I ain't letting good food go to waste.
Somebody will eat it.
Well, and if you're eating someone else's leftover food, you're in need.
Well, true. But if it's a messed up dish, they're not like eating somebody's like half-eaten food.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? It's like a messed up. I thought they were going that dark.
No, not that dark. It's like, my steak isn't correct. I want a different steak.
Well, it's correct for me.
Exactly.
I'll box it up and eat it later. Ah.
AKA, I messed it up on purpose.
Okay, so she stole bread and soup. That's one-upping me. Thank you for calling, Sarah.
Appreciate you calling. Have a good day.
Andrea is in Waukesha this morning on 3. Good morning, Andrea. What did you steal from work?
Good morning.
Good morning, you little thief. Tell us what you took.
So I used to be a healthcare worker, and on my last day, I took a bunch of like brand new CarMax chapstick that were like in the packages, and I was like, I'm gonna just take 10 of these real quick. And just, you know,
I mean, y'all got 50 in the box. What's 10 missing?
Nobody's gonna know.
I mean, in the supply room, there was like a couple hundred. So you know,
people don't know this. CarMax is in Franklin, the plant. It was originated in Milwaukee in a guy's house.
Wild.
And they eventually moved it to the
Look at the back of your CarMax. It says Franklin, Wisconsin. Mind blowing.
Made here, right here in Milwaukee.
Down the road, for real.
So don't feel bad because they don't even have to ship it. It's free. You saved on shipping costs.
And honestly, she took 10 packs. She got CarMax for the rest of her life.
No, because we lose chapstick every other day and we have to replace it. So it doesn't get you very far, 10 packs.
It'd be a life supply if we didn't lose them.
Exactly. All right, you little thief. Thanks for calling.
You can call it CarMax Andrea.
Bye. Let's go to we just had Andrea in Waukesha. Jessica's in Pleasant Prairie this morning. Jessica, what'd you steal?
Morning.
Good morning. So I work in an ER. Hopefully they're not listening. But when I was trying to get pregnant with my first son, I took a bunch of pregnancy tests, and that's actually how I found out I was pregnant with my son, was from the ER pregnancy test.
Yo, those are expensive.
They're Jinx. So expensive.
Those are like $20 a pop.
And DZ buys them because he wants to be pregnant, him and his wife. I buy them because I don't want to be pregnant. So we know that they are expensive.
Unless you go to the dollar store, but then you're subjective to trusting the dollar store.
That's the thing.
Pregnancy test.
Everybody always said, go get the dollar store ones. I'm like, I don't trust those.
You got to buy 15 of those anyway, just to be safe.
I can have an IUD and 7 condoms. I still don't trust the dollar store.
Yo.
All right. Thanks for calling. Bye, Jessica.
Bye. That was a good one, dog. She said, listen, we was trying to get pregnant. I had the access. Why would I spend my money if they already spent theirs?
Those are expensive. I get it.
I can't say I wouldn't have done the same. I ain't even going to cap.
Charlie, our boy, who's got his own theme song, he's calling from Fond du Lac.
Bitch, I'm a cow. Bitch, I'm a cow.
I don't know where you really are today, Charlie, but...
I'm down by Oconomowoc. Moo.
He's our farm guy. Charlie! What did you steal? Don't say it was a cow or something crazy. Because he works on farms. What's he going to say, a cow?
He stole milk from a cow.
Could you imagine?
He's giggling. Oh, it's got to be something good. Charlie, what do you, little thief? What'd you steal, man?
What is it?
I used to work at where they make stickers in Fond du Lac. We had one that said Wisconsin Full Moon with the back end of a cow with her pants pulled down showing her udder.
I can visualize. Okay.
Go on.
So I love them. So I would take 5 at a time and put them in my car and give them to friends and stuff. And
Charlie, where are those stickers now? Did you give them all away?
Yeah, I know you get.
Yeah, they're so long ago, they're not even around anymore.
Oh, no.
And if I find them, I want to find them again because they were awesome.
Damn it.
If you can remember them, you might as well just make them yourself. I'm going to try to find one of those stickers, yo.
Seriously.
It's funny.
Listen to this. So far, our listeners have stolen bread and soup from the Cheesecake Factory.
Yep.
CarMax from the ER.
Yep.
Pregnancy test from the ER.
Yep.
And then
stickers
from a cow who has no voice.
How about this? My customers, I'll walk off with their pens.
Oh, this man is stealing people's pens.
You're doing it on, you know what?
You are the worst of all thieves.
I'll get down the road. I'm like, where'd this pen come from? Oh, crap.
You thief.
The worst of worst, man. Like somebody that
It's like people that steal lighters. It's the same thing. You know what I'm talking about.
Lighter snakes and pen snakes. Oh, Charlie.
I don't do it on purpose.
No, Charlie, you're suspended, Charlie. No, get out of here.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.